Hello and welcome to Frontier Fiction, an actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast. We are coming to you all the way from the frozen north. We're in a different venue as we record today, so we'll see how that shakes out. It's not easy to stay sane in Alaska, so we get together with one of our favorite pastimes to let the voices in our heads out to play. I'm Colton, and I'll be your DM today.
I'm Zeb, playing Maddox.
I'm Wissy, playing Dacian.
I'm Veda, playing Solana.
I'm Anna, playing Maeve.
Okay. Let's roll to see who's doing our crazy recap.
I love these.
Seven.
A three? What?
I got a 16.
I got a 9.
Jeez. I got a 3.
Roll off.
Okay. I'm picking my DM.
Nat 20.
Not my DM.
What?
You got a nat 20.
That's a little too.
I got another 3. With my ring wraith die.
The spell you cast on Beta's dice backfired.
Backfired.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
You got the best roll.
Get set. Go.
As they arrived in the catacombs deep underneath the city, the party explored carefully, seeing that the graves were slightly desecrated, even though they were quite old. Something appears to have ripped them open. They heard an odd voice down a hallway, which they decided not to investigate until their curiosity caught up with them and found a magical sword.
Yay! Woo, time!
Did he go over?
He did.
A little bit, by 0.84 seconds.
I think we all get an inspiration.
Don't most of you have one or
I've
two?
Got one.
I think I'm the only one that
this
hasn't gotten
it.
You tried to give me a second one last time.
You used it, yeah, you got one.
But I had to go and point out that I already had one.
Maddox is just not very inspirational.
I guess so. I'm not very good at handing them out. That's why I got these little beadlet things, and they're already backfiring, because now I'm trying to give doubles. Okay.
Which may be why we don't spend them, because you never get them.
Well, I didn't cover everything in that 15 seconds. You guys also explored another corridor and into kind of a large undercity area where the large serpent is supposed to dwell. And led by the sword Handy, you came up to a large wall, which you believe to be on the other side of the courtyard in front of the Zenithal Palace, and actually the basement kind of area of the Zenithal Palace. And there seems to be, at the moment, you're standing in front of some sort of weird barrier in front of a hallway that has a door at the back of it at the base of this colossal building. And you've been dinking around with the barrier with your backs to a very, very large, ominous chamber.
Any ideas, Dacian? I don't really want to go back to where we came. What if the spell that's keeping us out is actually keeping Hansy in here? What if we drop him and see if that helps?
Hansy is not Sheath, correct?
Correct.
And it's Handy.
Yeah. I know.
I figured. Yeah. He says, excuse me, that is not my name.
Forgive me, friend.
Mr. Wick. I would expect better of you.
And you shall have it, sir. Forgot that I looked like Thaddeus Wick. Whatever his name is.
It is Thaddeus.
Just an experiment, Handy. Just an experiment. We're definitely not going to leave you here. I just want to see if that might be what it is. Dacian, what if you took him a little bit away from where we are and see if that has any effect?
See if one of you can get in. Maybe Solana.
Why me?
You're so pure of heart.
Well, thanks.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Maddox just rolls his eyes.
Oh. So, Dacian, you're walking away from the area.
Yep.
And remind me again, who has a light source on them?
I have a torch.
I have a ring torch.
And how loud are you guys talking?
Very quietly.
Okay. No.
Super stealth.
Dacian doesn't have a light source.
So you just walk out into the darkness a ways?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a perception check with disadvantage while you're out there.
Okay.
He backs into a scaly surface.
3. Oh, perception with advantage. That's adding stuff. 6.
A 6. Yeah, you walk into pretty much total darkness. Turning around, you gather your bearings very quickly because you can see the light sources that your friends are casting in front of this odd, kind of almost shimmering surface of a barrier. And around you is total silence and deep, literally deep darkness. And you guys are in front of the wall. Solana, what do you do?
I'll just try to, like, touch it, I guess.
Okay.
See if I can get through it with my hand, not my whole body, because that'd be... She is a little freaked by it, so she'll reach her hand out.
You don't just, like, head first?
No.
Run. Okay. You reach your hand out slowly, and when you're up close like this, it's harder to see the magical barrier. So you're uncertain at first, and it feels like your hand's coming flush with where the wall would be if there wasn't a recess for this hallway. And then there's almost a static, fuzzy feeling in your hands. And then your hand slows and feels as though it's pressing against nothing in an odd sensation.
I think it's still here.
All right.
The shimmer's a little bit. Anyone want to give me like a check or anything like that?
Can I do an arcana check?
Sure.
10.
Okay. This definitely seems like some kind of...
Magic.
Magic. It's an arcane barrier of some sort. You aren't super well versed in that kind of magic per se. Though you would deduce that if it was such a barrier, that could tell you a few different things. Either it's a large dome that is cast in, but given the shape of this... wall, which is slightly curved, that it's on, that doesn't seem likely. So more likely you think that this barrier was meticulously like runed and cast over the surface of this kind of foundation. So there might be like some sort of arcane signature, if you will, of the handiwork of the person that cast it somewhere, or something along those lines.
How large is this surface that it seems like it's covering?
Well, you don't know how high the ceiling is. You can't see it at this point.
Right.
Looking up where your light kind of disappears, you notice... give me a perception check.
7.
A 17.
17.
17? Okay, that drastically changes.
I saw 1-5 and I just did the 5.
All right, well, you see what looks like maybe a large... stone beam that sticks out of the blackness where the light touches and then disappears out the other side of your little sphere of vision. You don't see a ceiling. You do see what appears to be little blister-like podules on that beam. And you notice that you've been seeing like ropes hanging from the ceiling here and there as you guys walk through, out of sight, a little dim in the fading light of your various sources. But you notice with the 17 that they're wispy and thin, and
the
they
ropes
don't look like they are like human manufactured ropes at all. They actually remind you in a big way of spider webs.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Looking up, you can see that the wall also extends upward out of your field of vision. And if you feel along the wall on either side, before you can touch it, your hand hits this kind of arcane ward. So you would presume it goes up and possibly down. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. And how wide is this doorway or wall that's covering?
Yeah, so this hallway recess inside of it is about 10 feet, maybe a little closer to 15 feet wide and a good 15 feet tall.
Okay.
With like some French, like dungeon style reinforced doors at the very back of it, about 20 feet into this surface.
And no spider web type things in the hallway?
No, actually, there's very little inside of there. You can see with your 17, I'll grant you, there are like a couple of mice that are dead, kind of pressed up against the inside of the proverbial glass, like long since decomposed into just bones. and the dirt seems to be like unfazed on the ground. There's no cobwebs. There's no signs of dust collecting or anything. In fact, there's almost like 2-3 inches of dirt and debris on this side of the barrier, and then a little drop off where the magic ward is, where everything's kind of nice and clean and flush inside of this hallway.
Well, I'm going to turn to, well, I'm going to wave over to Maddox to let him know you can come back.
Dacian.
And then turn my hand around and wave to Maddox. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say to Solana and Maeve, I don't think we're getting out this way, but I also don't think the snakes are our only worry down here. Those ropes actually, they kind of seem more like spider webs.
Spider webs?
Spider webs.
Oh.
But, my thought, because we can't see the ceiling, we can't get in through this door, but I see a beam up there, and I don't know what that stuff is on it, but maybe we can climb up the spider webs and see if there's a way in up there. I don't know how tall this barrier goes. Maybe it's just in the hallway.
Looking up, Colton, would I see anything more? Because I do have dark vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Well, your eyes adjust a little bit as you put the light source behind you and look out into the darkness. Give me a perception check. I believe dark vision is good out to 60 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I got a 9. Yes, it says, within 60 feet of you, treat dim light as bright, darkness as dim light.
Okay. You got a 9?
Yes, only right. 9.
Yeah, you can see, again, this beam I described earlier. It looks like it's sticking out of the ceiling at an odd angle, and it goes all the way past you and probably is lodged in the earth somewhere maybe 100 yards to your left as you face the way you came when you entered this chamber led by Handy. You can see that there are little pods, odd little blister-like podules on this beam, and you can see much more kind of webbing-looking paraphernalia and debris around where this beam meets the ceiling, which is about 50 feet up.
Okay. So you want us to climb the spider webs in the direction that the spiders probably are.
It's just an idea. And I wasn't really thinking us before Dacian gets there. I was thinking, and I point towards Dacian, that guy. He likes that kind of thing. Just because we don't know if there's maybe other tunnels further up this wall that would go in the right direction. Because that is where we're trying to go. And I guess, and then when Dacian got there, I assumed you would head over with. I kind of re-explain all that stuff to him and then say, I don't know, what do you want to do? Do you want to go back to maybe that building? But it's still not the right direction. This is really the only direction we can go that's the right way.
What was that glyph that had to be worn in order to do magic inside the circle?
Mm-hmm.
Up above, I don't remember which one that was.
It's not like a spell or something you can draw real quick. It's okay. Like the seal of the king.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is like a carefully created arcane item.
Okay.
That they don't disclose what the meticulous little combination and recipe it is to make.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Possibly something you could procure.
Right.
But not something that would be a common request.
Right. Okay. How likely do you think it is that there will be an entrance up there?
Well, I mean, we've already seen tunnels in the ceiling in other places in this place. I don't think it's entirely unlikely.
What can you see up there, Solana?
Just more of the same thing that Maddox described.
Which was... Okay.
Solana, do you have any idea what those pods are up there? Do you think those are spider eggs?
Kind of looks like it. It's very web-like and creepy, like spiders, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your insight is invaluable to me. Well, I mean, we don't all have to go. And I look at Daisy.
I see how it is. Okay. Sure. I guess I'll take a quick look, and if we can make it up, great. If not, we'll look elsewhere.
Mads would pick a rock up off the ground and recast his light cantrip on that instead of his ring and hand it to him. Hey, just, you know, so you can see a little bit.
Thank you.
You could also toss it into a tunnel if you see it, if you see one.
Sweet. Great.
All right. Hey, good luck, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? We're not going to leave you.
Really? All right. Thank you. We'll see. He starts climbing.
So you're looking for a section of web to climb, or are you actually looking for the base of the pillar where you expect it would be to climb, just walk up?
He would probably look at both options and take whichever looks easiest.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't see any lengths of web in the immediate proximity that are hanging like down to the floor or an area that you could easily reach to grab hold of.
Okay.
Also, give me a survival check.
Twelve.
I'll say with the 12, your logic would be, even though spiders of any larger size is not something you've ever really heard about or tangled with, that grabbing a hold of any webs lying around would be sticky and not maybe impossible to climb, but it'd be complicated and certainly an interesting experience. If you walked just a bit, you have your light source, right? A ring?
Yeah.
Rock.
A rock.
Not
okay.
Giving him a ring.
Okay. if you walked a bit to your left, around some rubble and this and that, you would see that pillar that was sticking out of the ceiling in an odd place get closer and closer to the ground, alluding that it's going to meet with the ground at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd go look at that, see if there's anything that he could scale on it.
Okay. Yeah, as you're walking, give me a perception check.
4.
Okay. 4?
Yep.
Okay. You are...
He's forgetting to use the stone.
He just got it in his pocket.
You're walking along. To your left, you see a large, flat surface, which kind of stands out because everything's so broken up around here. And you notice it has a lot of cracks in it with kind of white seams that spiral out in an odd form. It looks like somebody took... it almost looks kind of like a brick wall shattered like glass and was left in a pretty circular shape. Probably about 20 feet wide and tall. And it's just off at an odd angle. As you're inspecting this, you kind of, you're very low, but you're... instincts kind of jump a little bit as though something's watching you, and turning quickly to your right, you can see what appears to be a kind of, not glossy, but a very large eyeball and head curled at a very odd angle, like a reptilian head, and it's like lying on its side, mouth agape, kind of facing you, disappearing into the darkness. As you were walking, were you kind of, I mean, you're holding a light,
yeah,
right? Are you walking quietly, or how are you presenting yourself?
He's not trying to be stealthy, but he's not trying to be loud either.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's just walking normally. So when he saw that, it looks like it's living as opposed to the other one, scaly skin that they had seen earlier?
It's not moving.
Okay. The eye that it had seen, does it look like it's all there?
It's actually very dark.
Okay.
Like black. You just notice in this moment, you notice where an eye should be. It's a very dark, recessed shadow.
Hmm. I would probably give him quite a bit of pause. And he'd probably move to the nearest cover and wait just a little bit.
Okay. Where, what are you looking for cover?
Just something that's big and sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
That he can get behind. Just create a physical barrier between him and it in case it moves.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of kind of stuff laying around the general area.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so this large chunk of bricks.
Yeah.
Like flat bricks is to your left. That thing's to your right. And I'll say that there's like, you know, a large stone pillar chunk.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's looking for.
You can duck behind that. As you are kind of scanning, as you're backing up carefully and moving into position behind this, you can see just about the spot where the pillar that's protruding from the ceiling meets the ground in a large pile of rubble on the other side of both of these obstacles. So it looks like it meets the ground kind of in the middle on the other side of where these two things are. And you just sit there and you stare. Your light is barely reaching this large figure that was on your right, and it does not move. As your eyes kind of adjust and pick up more details as you're standing there, you can see large, large fangs protruding from inside of its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Again, lying sideways, mouth open. And the longer you look at the head, the more it seems kind of shriveled. And as your senses sharpen, as your heart rate slows down and your mind starts to pull in details instead of just exit paths or potential threats, you notice there's a very sweet and methanous stink in the air, along with kind of a slimy kind of wet magazine smell.
Okay. He would probably shake it off a little bit and creep a little closer to the snake or whatever it is.
Okay. So you walk around the pillar?
Yeah.
On the left side or the right?
Left side.
On the left side?
Yep.
Okay, putting it in between you and the snake for as long as possible?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything is dead silent. You might hear the faintest voices coming from behind you. Give me a perception check.
6
Yeah.
Having an off day.
Yeah, clearly. That's done.
And you're down in the dark. So, it's a long day. Long day. Lots of stressful things happening. You're creeping forward carefully. You're observing that this appears to be the corpse of a very large snake. You can see where the rib bones are sticking out from its long body. You can see where the skin has been torn here or there. Like the area where its powerful jaw muscles should be is completely hollowed out. You can see the jawline almost like there's just a paper thin layer of skin compared to the rest of its mass, underneath where its jaw opens. And as you're creeping forward, you hear the ground just heave upward. And from behind you, you notice this brick wall throws itself upward. And you see very, very large hairy legs creep out right on either side of you. And we're going to roll initiative real quick.
No.
Yes.
Nat 20.
I'd rather have snake than spider.
So, Dacian, I got a 22 to hit.
Wait, I thought you said the spider got an 18.
Yeah.
I got a 22 on my initiative.
Oh, yeah. No, this is definitely a surprise attack.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
22 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Hits.
Good.
22 to hit.
1d10 plus 4 is where we'll start.
Weak sus.
6. So... Tevin, or Tevin.
Tevin. Is his name Kevin?
No.
No, it's Tevin.
10 piercing damage, and give me a constitution saving throw.
3.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, my dude.
Oh my god. Here, dude, okay. Use this.
Thank you.
That's Leo's die.
I hope I get to use it.
Oh my goodness. That die has been barded upon.
Yep. Oh, it's received man. The barded blessing.
I'm rolling worse than Maeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
12. You take 12 poison damage. And you become poisoned because you failed your saving throw by 5 or more.
Oh, no.
So you're going to be poisoned for 60 seconds, and that means that you'll have disadvantage on all attacks and ability checks of any kind.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, advantage can neutralize that out for you.
Okay.
If you can find that.
Sweet.
Which is cool in its own right. Also, let me see. When a creature is hit by the spider's bite attack and becomes poisoned, the snake can use its silk webbing to restrain... Not snake, spider.
Or find the snake and it's a snider.
Yeah. To restrain the target if they are medium or smaller. So you feel these fangs just come closing around your shoulders and mm-hmm. like down over your neck, bending your head down forward
mm-hmm.
and you're like your lower half kind of gets bent up a little bit as they pierce into your shoulder blades and one kind of like into your kidney area, and you feel this warm sensation fill your body and you feel weak and tired and your breathing is like super fast, your adrenaline is going off of the chain,
mm-hmm.
and then very quickly the world starts spinning as you feel this warm, sticky web getting wrapped around you, and then in a moment after that, you feel yourself kind of just hanging from underneath of something. Your head is barely, like, one eyeball and your nose are sticking out of this wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of half looking sideways, not even at the ground, and you see everything kind of goes dark as the stone you had in your hand. Or would you have dropped it?
Probably dropped it if he got hit like that.
That makes sense. So you see the light of the stone kind of fade a little bit down beneath you.
Hmm.
And it is Maddox's turn as we start the initiative after that surprise attack.
How far away was he? Like, would I have seen some of that go down?
No. So he walked a ways away. You would have definitely, everybody heard like a rubble kind of noise as that door slammed open. Like little pebbles and refuse went flying. So this large thing you thought was a web, because of the way I described it, was a trap door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where it's where Dacian's at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. I made like 20 faces right there. And then threw so a confident, confused. Oh, I know, on at the end.
It's not about what you guys see. It's about what the audience hears.
Yeah. So you heard a loud noise, and then everything is relatively quiet in the room. It's your turn.
We'll just look over at Solan and Maeve.
That didn't sound good.
Nope, don't like that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, I see this as sort of a test of sorts. See how he handles himself.
You think that Dacian's testing us, or this is a test for Dacian, or?
Test for Dacian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the one he did for us.
I don't feel like that's really fair. She's gonna walk out towards the direction of the sound.
Actually, it's my turn.
Not your turn.
She's going to start walking towards the direction of the sound.
Doesn't even move, actually.
Nope. Legs up in the air.
one leg in the air, scowling.
I didn't hear any screams. I mean, he's not much of a screamer.
Solana's definitely glaring at you.
Alright, fine. Go check on Dacian. Everybody's worried about Dacian. He's gonna take off in that direction. But he doesn't have a light, so he's just going in because he cast light on him. Mm-hmm. So he's... Would he maybe see the dim glow of the light that it gave him? So I'd be walking towards
that. As you walk away from the light source, you're in, kind of in that direction. You peer into the darkness for a moment before you're walking out into darkness, and you can see this vague glow kind of around some rubble. There's some silhouettes of rubble in front of you.
Yeah.
And this vague glow.
But the glow is not moving at all?
It's completely stationary.
So that would make me a little hesitant because Dacian should be moving and the glow should be going up the pillar. So I would try to get real quiet. As quiet as I can, anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a stealth monster. Mm-hmm. But I...
Do you want to roll for stealth as an action?
Unless I can just be stealth. I'm listening really carefully, trying to listen for noises and whatnot, but sure. I'm not going to roll for stealth. If I was going to roll for something, it'd be perception.
You can absolutely make a perception roll.
17, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
17.
All right. With the 17, I'm going to say that you notice there's some of these webs hanging from the ceiling here and there. And up and to your left, where they're just barely visible from this glow ahead as your eyes start to adjust, you can see some of them moving towards the left and others towards the right are not moving. So the movement you pick up on, even in the dim light, the darkness plays tricks on your eyes, as everyone knows. You could almost swear you see some movement up there, and listening ever so carefully, you hear two things. You hear the lightest rustle echoing lightly from up and to the left there, and you also hear the faintest echo through the chamber of this.
I'm going to release the light cantrip, so that light is gone.
It does. It winks out.
Yeah. And that was my action, right? The perception thing?
I never make perception checks in an action.
Cool.
There's like one class that can do them as a bonus action or something. I think looking around is smart to do.
Yeah.
In general.
I'm going to go ahead and cast invisibility on myself.
Okay.
And then move as much as I can towards where the light was.
In
the
darkness.
Make sure that Dacian's not there.
Okay.
And then while keeping my eyes kind of up in the area where I spotted some sort of movement.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in the darkness, climbing over uneven ground and rubble, I'll just call that difficult terrain. Okay. So with the movement speed of 30, you can get 15 feet in that direction.
Okay. From where I was?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Not from where I was with them, because I had already moved forward some.
Not too worried about it. You didn't get too far either way.
All right. I just want to make sure you're not giving me too much.
Tend to be over generous with movement.
Yeah. Just not inspiration.
Nope. Wonderful. It is something else's turn. Let me see. Dacian, I'm not going to bother describing what you see or experience. It's very disorienting. Mm. I will say that faint light that was beneath you, you could almost make it out of the corner of your eye to your left as you hang at an odd angle. Wicks out. And
upside down, he is?
You're not quite upside down. You're actually kind of like, what's the best way to describe it?
Horizontal?
You're lying on the ceiling sideways. That's what it feels like. Like if you're lying on your side on the ground.
Yeah.
But except for upside down.
Okay.
Yeah. And a bit of an odd angle, too. Not quite, horizontal, or whatever you want to say.
Horizontal?
Horizontal. I like it.
Solana, it's your turn.
She would just start heading in the direction that Zeb went. She wouldn't turn on the light. Zeb went. That Maddox went. Whoops. she wouldn't have turned on the light or anything, just trying to see with her dark vision.
Didn't you tell me you already had a light?
Mm-hmm. I had a torch, so I'd put the torch out.
You put the torch out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and start walking in that direction.
Mm-hmm. You can see Maddox in front of you, and he's got, like, both arms kind of forward, and he's, like, his head's moving up and down and around, and his feet kind of shuffle forward as he feels with his toes walking forward into the darkness. Oh, you can't see him. He's invisible.
I thought you were maybe just, like, back playing, and then
you saw that, and then suddenly he kind of waves his arms around a little bit, and you see him disappear, and what do you do?
What do I do? Okay.
And you hear him doing that.
I hear him doing that. Okay.
See a little footprint sliding.
She would probably just go in that direction stealthily. She's probably going to use her action to do stealth.
Okay.
Yep. And then she's going to use her bonus action to regain one of her spells, because she can do that once a day.
Okay. Sweet. So go ahead and roll me a stealth.
Okay, she got a 10.
All right. 10 it is. So you creep forward, and you're just going to go your full movement of 30 feet.
Yep.
Okay. Looking ahead, you can see where this pillar is about to reach the ground, and that's about it. Looking up, you can see... give me a perception check. That's a 1. Six. Not much.
6. I got a 6.
Not much. You're looking for what could have made a noise that large. You don't see, like, dust settling. You don't see anything big or mean. You're peering around mostly at eye level, where you're used to looking for threats, you know? Maeve.
Maeve is
going... She is here tonight, folks, if anyone.
Just barely. Maeve, is going to throw her stone rune onto her crossbow. So it's gonna whip that up, make that work. And then she's going to charge after Solana, torch in hand.
I thought you might.
That's why you went invisible.
Give me a perception check. 9. Are giving me the best rolls tonight.
That's terrible.
Yeah, TPK.
So, all stirred up and angry after Maddox trudged off in front of you. You go following after Solana into the darkness, and she goes around a corner, and you come around a corner, and you're about to say something snippy to her about this or that, and she's gone. You do not see her.
Oh.
She rolled for stealth.
She doesn't have a torch. All alone. With your torch.
She's just going to keep walking straight in the same direction.
Okay.
So reminds me of that scene from The Mummy where the annoying dude is trapped in the cave with his torch and all those bugs around him just all...
Uh-huh. Oh, man. That's a good scene.
It has no parallels to that. It's not going that direction at all.
Absolutely not. Of course not. Anything else on your turn? You said you ruined up?
Yeah, nope.
Okay. And, Dacian.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what up, my friend. Your faculties return to you. You're more or less able to deduce precisely what sort of a situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
How much health do you have left?
9.
9. You're aware that you're in a bad situation, mm-hmm, and doing poorly. You feel weak, and also you can't really move, but you can try to do anything you would like to do. And roll for it this turn. Just most of those rolls would be made at disadvantage.
Okay.
I feel like I should remind you of something.
Just don't.
But I won't.
Okay.
Sorry. I feel like I shouldn't have reminded you of something, but I did.
No. Can you still see any part of the creature that took him?
No. So you are in a state of movement, swinging around a little bit this way and that. And you don't see anything anymore. It is just pitch black.
Okay. And if you were to try to wiggle at all, he can't. Are his hands inside this? Inside the restraints?
Yeah, like one arm is kind of like around your head. You have this vaguest memory of being held by like your waist sideways and your arm dangled over. And this creature started lacing web around you. So one arm was stuck up, kind of over your head, hanging left, like you're doing the safety dance from that music video, that awesome music video.
I don't know.
And the other one's tightly to your waist on your left side, pressing against your thigh and about where your pocket is, a little lower than that, actually.
Can you wiggle it at all?
Your arms? Yeah. You can wiggle. There's like a little bit of give here and there. But even though it's not like constrictingly tight, everything is sticky.
Right.
It's like being wrapped in layers of rubber bands that are sticky.
Or spider web.
Yeah. Or spider web. Imagine, if you will, a spider web.
But big.
You know when bad guys on Spider-Man are complaining? They're like, I can't move. That's you.
Yeah, he'd be thinking to himself, what in the world did I do here now? Should have paid more attention.
We're in a tight spot.
Oh well. Let's see. What can I do? He'd be wiggling around, trying to reach one of his swords.
Sure.
Or even one of his daggers. And after a little bit of wiggling, he'd probably realize that the hand that is next to his thigh is the on the same side as the stone that he's got, the talking stone thingies. And he tried to put his hand in his pocket and talk to Solana.
So you can either give me a strength athletics check, or you can give me a flat dex check.
Okay.
No abilities.
I'll take the dex.
Do it.
18 and a 6.
And a 6. Yeah. So you twist your shoulder and you feel it, that some of the webs go taut and pull away from your sleeve. Your sleeves are giving you a little bit of wiggle room. I see you holding something though. Do you want to use that?
Yeah, how does this work?
He's holding his inspiration beadlet. Basically, you just hand that to me and you can re-roll, sir. And even though it's a roll that was made with disadvantage, you can make it a second time. So you can roll twice and take the worst number again.
Okay. Somehow I don't think this is going to help very much. We're going to find out.
If disadvantage is rolling twice, and inspiration means you get to re-roll a d20, right? So couldn't you just choose to re-roll the worst number of the first two ones that you rolled, because you're just re-rolling one d20? That's a technical question. I don't actually know. That's why I'm asking. But I can see it.
Rules is written, the way that they usually handle it is that you get advantage on a roll, so it would just nullify the disadvantage he had, and he could have made one roll. I like to let people use inspiration after they roll lousily, because it's fun and it moves the story forward in a moment where they want to shine. And it's the only way that's possible with disadvantage is to let them repeat the roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another 18, and...
Oh, guess what?
It's only a 14 this time.
A 14?
Very nice. Yep.
Okay, so to beat... the webs, 14 is enough.
Okay.
You beat the DC for the webs, and so you are able to do what you set out to do, and that is you wanted to reach your pocket, correct? Mm-hmm. And touch the sending stone.
Yeah.
Okay, you do that.
he would speak to Solana. There's some really, really big spiders.
Her eyes get really, really huge.
And they got me. I'm not doing very good, and I'm way up here.
She is now looking up.
All right, well, keep that in mind for your turn. Daisy, is that anything else on your turn?
Yeah, he's going to try to wiggle for one of his daggers.
All right, well, you got your action taken care of. I don't know if you have like a bonus action or something you can do.
Oh, that's the action.
To try to break through the DC, yeah.
Okay.
You're still tangled up, but you succeeded in making an action.
Gotcha. Can he disengage the webs?
Rogue things.
Sneak the webs.
I would just like to hide from the webs.
Just a second. He would let Dacian's going to, after telling Solana where he's at, he's gonna try to rock himself a little more so that he can get a better view around him, see maybe how he can get down from there if he gets free.
Okay.
And possibly try to spot his captors.
Okay. I'm gonna call that perception check with disadvantage.
Okay. And a six.
I'll say this, as you're kind of flailing around, you can hear the creaking and the stretching of the webs as you kind of just wiggle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're also kind of shifting around this way and that, wherever and however you're perched.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say you catch the faintest glimmer of light in the room, but you cannot hear anything. You cannot see anything. For the briefest of moments, you think you detect some light, though how far away you're not certain.
Okay.
Wonderful.
He's rocking there, thinking, oh boy, how am I going to get us all out of this one?
All of us?
Yep.
Maddox, it's your turn.
Oh. Okay.
Fine.
I see a light coming towards me. Mm-hmm. I probably don't see Solana. Can I roll it? No. I mean, I'm in the dark. I'm not even paying attention to Solana. I'm just focusing on the movement that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to... Can I get to where the light was? Dacian had the light that I put out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get there and look around again. And that whole time I was walking over there, I was trying to keep an eye on movements in the world.
Okay. So I guess if you used your action to walk as far as you could get to that area. And then you can make a perception check at any point on that walk.
Yeah, would getting to that area put me further away from where I saw the movement?
No.
Okay. Then, would it get any closer?
Yeah.
Sweet. I'll do that.
Okay. You crawl over and around stuff, walking carefully, cautiously. There's little light except for some coming from behind you. And you get to about the area you approximate. You saw that light wink out ahead of you through the rubble. And you just kind of... You can't see a darn thing except for... faint torchlight behind you that's not illuminating anything anywhere near you. It's just kind of a beacon that you can use to, you know, locate how far you've moved and where you're at. And give me a perception check with what kind of... Well, let me say, if you're smelling, then you don't need to be... Oh, just listening.
I'm listening.
Okay, so there's no disadvantage. Just a regular roll.
yeah, I'm not holding my breath, but I'm not necessarily smelling, like trying to see gut smells. I'm not a bloodhound. Okay. I'm more listening because I know I can't see much.
Okay. Well, what'd you get?
21.
21, that's great. You listen. I will say, freebie, you smell something weird.
Ooh.
A couple weird things. For 21, I'll give you the wet magazine smell and the rancid sweet methanist smell. Both of those you pick up on. And listening, you hear a stone kind of go... to your left, sounding as though it fell from pretty high up.
Am I near a wall, or am I like kind of at the bottom where that pillar goes into the ground?
You have no idea. It is pitch black.
I'm walking around with my hands out, not in my pockets.
Yeah. I'll say you can feel a pillar to your left, but it's not sticking out at a weird angle. It's going straight up. And it's quite just feeling around the circumference of it for a moment. You feel like it's probably, 7-8 feet wide.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I can do then.
Okay. Wonderful. Let me see. 15. You're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a stealth check with advantage.
15 on the die, and nat 20.
Okay, wonderful. It is Solana's turn.
Don't worry, guys, I'll save this all.
Well, she's now looking up, and she's going to touch the rock and respond to Dacian saying, I'm coming, we're coming. And yeah, she's just gonna move forward looking up.
Mm-hmm.
See if she can see what's going on and preparing for anything to attack her. She has her hand on her short sword. I think she has a short sword.
Are you preparing an action?
Yeah.
Because then you have to hold your action.
I have to hold it. Yeah, that's fine. That's all she can do if she's looking up. But then I do want the perception check.
Specify under what parameters your action would be taken and what that action would be.
She saw a spider. You said spider, right? You told me there were spiders?
Yep.
Yeah. If she saw a big spider approaching her, she would attack it. And or if she saw anything else attacking one of her comrades, she would attack that with her short sword.
You'd have to reach it.
Have to reach it?
Yeah. So that wouldn't work. You have to be... It would have to come to you.
And yeah.
Be within range of the weapon that you selected. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But so if that happened... That.
Okay.
That's
done. What she'd
do. And does everybody else know they're coming too?
Give me a perception check.
15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. You're peering first to your right. Something stands out, and you see the large corpse of a massive snake. Turn sideways. Your heart was already, thumping a little bit. It stops for a second when you see that. And, you draw your sword out and freeze, ready to defend yourself or start to prepare some spell, but it does not move. And as this happens, you're looking for threats all around. You're like, what else is going on? For a second, you're like, is something sneaking up behind me? Your senses are going off. And you look wildly around the room and you see a web moving a little bit, and you follow it up quickly with your eyes, and you look right past a mound of just those pustules that you saw, those odd pouches that were attached to the ceiling earlier. You look past a collection of them, and then you notice something as you look further into the darkness move in that mass, and looking back, you realize it is not a mass of webs or pouches or whatever. It is the abdomen of a wispy, white, kind of fog and web, mummy-wrapped looking kind of spider with 7 legs and missing one of its large eyes. on its left side, and it's looking down at you, and there's the lightest shimmer in its eyes. What would you like to do?
Okay, she is shocked, so she would probably, her first instinct would be to shoot it, so she's going to immediately pull out her bow and aim for its face.
All right.
Yes, and she's going to use her sharpshooter.
All right.
Yep.
Roll it. And how much do you subtract for the sharpshooter ability?
5.
Oh, boy.
But if it's not good, she's going to use inspiration.
Okay.
That's my goal. Or plan, I mean. Okay. Using an inspiration point because I rolled a 5.
Hey, I get one back. Here you go, Zeb.
For what?
I always forget to give one. You get one for something by now.
Something. I only want inspiration if
inspired.
You can tell me what inspired it.
Oh, no. Can I use it again?
She has 2 inspiration points.
No. What did you get?
-2.
You got a -2. That really was not a good feat for you. Like, good on you for choosing what looks fun.
Everybody needs to.
And that's all.
This die is treating me so poorly today.
All right.
I'm switching it. Okay, well, I get a -2 to try and shoot this thing in the face.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. You guys hear just this pew, as this arrow is loose and glances off of a stone wall somewhere. And you hear just this clip, 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 as it bounces to a halt.
And then it hits Jacian.
It would, like, create a spark momentarily lighting up that area.
No. With a -2?
Well, the sparks burned Jacian.
I mean, it's benevolent of me that it did not fire into her shoulder because she was holding the bow backwards or something. With a -2 to hit. Wow. Anything else on your turn?
I don't think, she doesn't have any bonus actions or anything she can really do, except, can she use her movement? I can't use all of the...
I believe you used your movement to get there.
I did move first. Okay, yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Yep, she's just terrified.
You know what? You were stealth, though. So you actually have advantage on an attack. So with your stealth roll, you can roll again.
Advantage? Okay. Please be better. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't... I like...
She didn't shoot herself this time.
No. Mm. I got 7.
A 7?
Yes.
Yeah, so the same thing I described earlier, that's what you guys hear. The click, 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 click. Man, I really tried. I really tried. To help you.
You both put significant effort.
Maeve, it's been about 20 minutes, but it's your turn.
As Maeve proceeded following Solana, she kind of realized that the torch was really, really bright. And she could see around her really well because she actually has dark vision. Once she put the stone rune on her crossbow. Mm-hmm. So she's going to snuff out her torch.
Okay.
And keep walking. And then she can see Solana now. And she's going to follow her.
You do. You see from the darkness ahead, Solana, like, cranes her bow up and lets an arrow off. And then you see her just kind of make a, like, dang it, face. Yeah.
Maeve would look up as well. Mm-hmm. Probably see the spider.
Sure, you can give me... what is the parameters of your dark vision? Do you know?
Dark vision of 120 feet.
That's good, yeah. So give me a perception check with advantage because you had a direction and cause to look and can see that far.
I also already have advantage on wisdom checks with the stone thing. So
with all wisdom checks?
Yeah. When I have the stone rune activated. Well, what you do?
I will have to... This is wisdom saving throw.
That's not the same thing.
Wisdom checks. Oh, man. Uh-huh. There has to be something more to that. That is so vague. I'm going to look the heck up out of that later.
I like
and bum you out.
No.
Anyways, there's no such thing as double advantage, so just roll.
Well, that's good.
Better.
It is.
11. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a very similar experience to the one where I just described looking right over the creature and then seeing it move slightly. Your eyes lock on what appears to be much too large of a thing to be a threat or a target, looming over top of you at an odd angle and looking down towards Solana, actually.
Not gonna like that, so she is going to notch up her crossbow and shoot it at the thing.
Okay. Fire away at her own Capitan.
I have a 10 to hit.
A 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your bolt disappears into some of the webbing and odd masses near the creature, but does not appear to harm it in any way or necessarily even make contact with it. Hard to tell. Got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Wonderful. Dacian.
Oh.
What's up, dude?
He's going to keep wiggling and trying to get to either the dagger in his boot or one of the hips at his...
Sword at his hip?
Sword, yeah, that word.
Hips at his sword?
Yeah.
Sure.
And he'd be whispering to Handy, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hey, what can you see?
Handy would be sheathed, right?
Not completely, no. Because unless...
He's sticking out a little bit?
Yeah, unless something in that process sheathed him the rest of the way because he had left him partially unsheathed.
Interesting idea. High or low?
High.
It is high. Handy is sticking out, and you can hear his kind of muffled voice, though oddly not muffled in the way it should be, like maybe yours would be.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, this is certainly new and interesting. I was bored for a long time. I'm not bored now. Boy, I've never been eaten before. It won't bother me nearly as much as it's going to bother you, I imagine. I'll be able to tell people about it later. You're in a tight spot.
Yeah, I am. Can you see the creature that took me?
See is a weird word.
Okay.
For me.
Proximity.
Let's just go for it with time's sake. Yes.
Okay. Is he very far?
Far from what? You? Me. No. No. You are on him. You are on his back? The rear section of his thorax?
Oh. That doesn't bode well.
You are on him like a fly on crap.
Ah. Well. So you're saying if I cut my way free, I have to contend with him immediately.
No, you fall.
I was afraid you'd say that.
You'll get away from him very quickly, I imagine, my friend.
No. Is that up and a downside?
The downside comes up quickly.
Is there anything below me that would catch me?
Or...
No. No. So you're saying I don't want to cut my way free.
I could shout at your friend to try to catch you.
He kind of chuckles at him. And shakes his head. I don't think that would do very much good. So I want to be free. But if I get free, I'm going to die.
It's hard for me to say. I would say you're about 45 feet from the ground.
Oh, got a fair chance of making it.
I like your optimism. You know, PJ was a pessimist. Or PW. PW yeah. Was a pessimist.
It's too bad. Glad he's not here. I may never get out of this thing. Okay, well, it's only 45 feet. I might go for it. And he continues to reach for one of his blades.
All right, you can give me a strength athletics check or a dexterity check. Flat, vanilla one, and either way, disadvantage, Mr. Poisoned.
Okay. Dex, disadvantage. 9. I got a 23 and a 9.
Oof. Sorry, Vigo.
No good.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah. So you struggle this way and that. You're feeling hopeful, but it's taking longer.
Okay.
You're not thinking you can't do it. You're thinking you're going to have to put your mind to it for a minute.
Okay.
Hopefully not a whole minute.
No.
Hey,
Pete. Handy, are you able to move of your own volition by any chance?
Handy begins to answer you and will finish on your turn.
Okay.
Keep things moving. Great question, though. Don't forget it. Maddox.
So he would have heard the rock falling as well as the bow arrow thing that happened. All going in the same direction. Like the rock falling, the movement up above, and the bow being shot. It all seems like it's going in the same direction.
You also hear a faint voice coming from up there.
Oh, great.
An annoying familiar one.
Not me.
Well, that's handy. Thanks, Handy. I'm going to continue moving forward, not necessarily in that direction, but in the direction that would be towards where I would presume the pillar would have gone down, because I saw that kind of before I started walking over here. I'm like reaching out, trying to find this thing. Do I see it, feel it, smell it, sense it?
Yeah, so that rancid smell gets stronger as you're walking forward carefully and more potent, and the magazine smell declines a bit.
Okay. Magazine smell.
Wet magazine smell.
But the rancid smell. But I'm feeling for the pillar, and I don't feel it.
I'll say from where you were standing and where you were walking, you feel something dry and scaly that also kind of dusty and sticks to your hand in a weird way, and you like jolt and expect like an explosion of movement or something horrifying, but it's completely still.
I still can't see it though. It's dark. I don't have any kind of dark vision.
There is no light to shine. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a little tired of not being able to see. So I'm gonna pick up a rock. I don't want to use it on my hand this time, because I want it to be disposable. I'm gonna pick up a rock and cast light on it. But I'm gonna like try and cup it in a way where it's just kind of shines forward like a flashlight.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Like that kind of thing. So I can see in front of me. What do I see?
Yeah, this so...
scaly thing.
Yeah. You see what you're able to deduce after a moment or two is the large hide and kind of rib cage of a dead snake.
Can I follow it up to its head?
Yeah. You actually, like, turn your little flashlight slowly and then about jump out of your skin and you see this giant snake head, open mouth, like almost facing you where you were standing. And then looking up and around, you can see this pillar is gonna meet the earth over behind you in a big pile of rubble.
The pillar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does the snake still have its fangs in there?
Mm-hmm.
And does that seem like where the smell is most potent?
Yeah, though there are some like cavities in the stomach area here and there,
yeah,
where things have split and open. Everything's much more dry. This is not a wet stink.
Okay.
It's an old, jerky stink.
So it doesn't seem like there's any venom still on the fangs?
Oh, doubtful.
Okay. I'll go towards the pillar then.
Okay.
And shine my light up where the arrows were shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your light shines 30 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. It shines up and around there. You can see with a perception check.
That is fully cocked.
100% not.
There's no distinguishing. 20.
20, yeah. I will say that you can see some webs moving up there, like loose ones that are kind of hanging. Mm-hmm. But the light doesn't shine far enough to see what's in the recesses of the chamber up there.
Does it seem like the pillar that I'm going towards would bring me up there?
Up to eye level with it eventually, or maybe up to where you could shine it up and see into that recess, but not close to it.
I think I'm just going to chuck the light rock at the webbing that I saw moving.
Sure. What was your roll for perception?
20.
Yeah, with that roll, you throw this rock and the area kind of erupts with light briefly. And it flies up into the corner, and you see something large with many legs kind of shrink back a little bit. Its legs pulling back, and you see some fangs silently just split open, and a little dribble of liquid go and slide out of its mouth as it pushes itself deeper into the corner, a little nook that it's resting in up there.
Does the rock maybe get stuck in the webbing up there?
High or low?
Low.
I got a 14 on the die.
It's pretty low.
It catches onto a web and it like busts and swings for a second and you're like, sweet, and then it drops.
Okay.
Clack, 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 clack.
I would just go as far up the pillar as I could while mumbling to myself. So we never got in this kind of trouble when we were without Dacian. All of a sudden, Dacian's back and wants to test us some more. Probably not even in trouble. Salon there and her compassion. Let's go check on Daisy. And that's it.
Alright. It is the spider's turn. It's going to make a perception check. Got a 19 on the die. Let me see. What was your roll for stealth there, Mr. Zeb, when you were invisible? I don't know. You're
I'm still invisible.
Yeah. You just throw a rock. And then it was made out of light. Yeah. And then you moved?
Yeah. As far as I could.
Okay. Okay. Give me a new stealth roll.
A new one?
Yeah.
Invisible? Is mm-hmm. that advantage?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's an 18 on the die. That's a 16 on the die. I'm rolling fire tonight. I don't know where you guys are doing.
Not rolling fire.
Is that a 20?
20. Okay. Meat. Oh, no, perception's a plus 3. So I'm going to say the spider, if you guys are looking at it, like it shrunk up as you saw this rock fly up and then swing around for a second and then fall. And you see the spider's eyes kind of like adjust again to the darkness. And this little stone goes and it rolls off of the pillar and hits the ground, and there's a little bit of web on this pillar, and you see it kind of like catch for a second, and then pull, and then boom, get released as something moved past it, and the spider twitches for a second, and it moves about 5 feet forward in a fraction of a second, and then suddenly this spider explodes into motion, and it crawls up onto the ceiling, and begins to crawl across the ceiling over towards where the pillar is and where it meets the ceiling. And then it stretches down and across a gap about 15 feet wide and connects with the pillar. And then it curls up into a ball, pretty small on that pillar, just over the side of it where it seems to be waiting. It's gonna make a stealth roll though for sure.
But we see it all happen.
You see it begin to happen. You see it all perfectly well. Yeah. You're like there, man.
But there's no light.
But you're vividly aware of where it is.
Oh, okay.
You have no idea where you are, but you are intimately aware with where that spider is.
It's right under you. Or on top of you, I guess. It's
Okay. Spider got a 21 for stealth. Gosh. It is so hidden. So They at this moment. This is quite true. Yeah. At this moment, this spider is perched on the pillar at an odd angle, and everybody is trying to figure out exactly what to do next. It appears to be lying in wait for a creature it believes will be in an intersecting path with it on this stone structure. And that is where we're going to call this episode.
Bye-bye, birdie.
Not again.
Thank you for joining us in tonight's adventure. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Alaskan Standard Time to catch the next exciting installment of Frontier Fiction. Again, my name is Colton, and I've been your DM today.
My name is Veda, and I've been playing Solana.
I'm Anna, playing Maeve.
Zeb, playing Maddox.
And I'm Moisey, playing Dacian.
R.I.P.
Not yet.
Both of us, buddy.
If you're enjoying what we're doing, hey, you can get a hold of us at Frontier Fiction on Instagram, Frontier Fiction on Facebook. We usually do live videos on the weekends. Missed a couple. It's not because we don't care. It's because we've been kind of busy. Probably mostly my fault. At any rate, when we have something interesting to share, we share it on those just to keep you guys updated with what it's like to podcast and what we're up to. Also, we have a Discord channel. If you'd like to be on there, just let us know and we will invite you. If you like what we're doing, please just give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or whatever platform you're using, and that will really help us cheat the algorithms and get more people tuned into what we're doing. Thank you.
Catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Toodles.
Keep your stick on the ice.